Darker Pathways, April 8, year 2007. This is Easter Day and Easter Sunday, and this is Dr. Wynn Parker live. And today we're going to have a typical, actually, mixed law medicine Easter Sunday. And I'm going to call Easter Sunday Truck Otter Day, and we'll have some developments and information on that subject about the National Truck Out that is scheduled for April 23, 24, and 25 to have truckers go to the Washington, D.C. area. But there's going to be, of course, as you know, the Parker Pathway has a pathway of information that you normally don't see on other shows, and hosts will not touch them, yet they will quote Parker Pathways, and I just wish that they would get the sentences right. The show today, I also want to dedicate to all of the medical and science researchers, and particularly the animals. You know, we wouldn't know about insulin and pancreas if it wasn't for the animal research a long time ago, and which are specially bred rats and rabbits and other animals that are specifically genetically coded to be able to test for various medical disorders, of which we would not be able to even touch today. Today we don't use a lot of animals in medical research because we're using computational chemistry, which is a very sophisticated design system for designing various drugs against molecules, organ structures, which we know a lot more about. And so we're able to hit and miss, do our 50 failures on the screen rather than in the animals. But it still comes down to the other issue of clinical trials and the concept of being able to have people be able to work with signing over themselves in clinical trials after we've done most of the process of the computational chemistry. But animals have helped us, and I can't think of a better day to dedicate a nice tribute and a hats off to these wonderful animals that have been a part of our medical history. And one basic comment, which I usually don't have a chance to totally cover, I want to congratulate the Arizona Federal District Court on the suppression of using sewage snow, which is what the judge called it, on the Indian Reservation in Arizona, which violated the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. I mentioned this on the last show, but the reason this is important is because recycled water system, which is trying to be promoted in the United States of America, is something we're going to cover today and discuss all the other subjects that are related thereto on the treaties with foreign countries and animal and food ingredients with the water. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Call in is 800-313-9443.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Parker Backways. Dr. Wynn Parker here, and we're going to have a few reminders about the water issues of which will be fought in the water courts, of which I plan to be ready from legal and other points of view, and try to suppress some of these really bogus groups that have sprung up along the United States saying that they know a lot about it and they're going into court. And actually, they're just toxic tort cases for their self-indulgence because they felt that they became affected by the water by taking a shower, which there is dermal absorption of various contaminants in the water. But we're going to talk about this at great length on many shows. And I'm on a crusade to debunk these bogus, self-seeking people who do not have the best interest of society at heart for changing the water technology so that we can have what is called the processing of not just, quote, safe and clean water, but to get the recycled water out of our irrigation system and out of our contaminant hemoglobin system, which is transporting these toxins. Not just a toxin, but killer chemistries of bromides and other forms of nitrogen-based compounds. The first reminder of this whole issue, if those Parker Pathway listeners that heard the interview about Dr. Emoto from Japan, how he was able to, using good thought, was able to change the crystals of the water and based upon the concept of the thoughts of love and gratitude. And a lot of people don't realize the power of telemind parapsychology concepts. You use it in healing every day. And the process of thinking how people place certain attributes on water and have for centuries. And I want to remind my audience that the ultra-Orthodox Jews will stand in the rain at a mountain spring, and they collect water during the Mayan Shavano ceremony in Jerusalem. And the water that's collected from that spring is used to make the matzah. And, of course, that's an unleavened bread for the Jewish holiday of Passover. And that began the beginning of this this week. But the point is, I'm not Jewish, but I am taking on the whole issue of the fact that we can't have it both ways. Try to put forth something that is different, attributed to the idea for our own political gain through faulty junk science that's being promoted out here by air particles and food processing that is part of a political aspect rather than a real world aspect. I want to go back to the idea of the being an Easter Sunday, the dedication of this show to animal research and the development of it. If we didn't have water that was being purified in its best way inside the body, if we had a good immune system, we would not have ways of changing the blood system for various uses for other people. And I bring forth the idea of the Danish researchers that have converted types AB and AB blood into type O, which is really the universal donor. And if this clinical trial proceeds, it'll be making transfusions safer, but also be able to eliminate the shortage of the type O blood, which is really the majority blood type that's necessary for humans to receive type O if they have an alternate. Let's say you're in pregnancy, for instance, if you have an Rh negative rather than Rh positive blood type, you won't get a blood reaction through the amniotic fluid in the blood barrier. And also the type B, which gives to a type B, or a type B can get from a type O. If this happens in these clinical trials, this will be a remarkable revelation. But it's all based upon the water base, of which is genetically coded, and if it's triggered in such a way through various forms of alternate toxicities, then you're going to have a blood reaction that's not going to be just something you take an aspirin for. And I want to remind everyone that the whole concept of carbon-based drinking water disinfection byproducts that everyone's trying to promote on the other side is really increasing the nitrogen-based disinfecting byproducts. And this is world-shaking because this affects the whole globe. These are halotrialkenes, nitroamines, which I've been talking about, which is in my Chloramine Causes Collateral Health Damage, which you can click and disseminate throughout the United States and stream it to other countries that sell us products that are processed in these toxic waters, and also stream to other countries of companies that buy our water districts. And this is this is something that I discussed in Selling America. This show was on October 15th, Parker Pathways, where I exposed all of the treaties, the contracts of foreign countries buying our highways, buying our water districts, buying our food supplies, of which they are growing, and also promoting the Supreme Court decision on the Kelso case on eminent domain. So there are limited freshwater in the world, but the point is that you just can't dismiss that because there's a higher formation of nitrogen disinfectant byproducts, which are the focus of practically all of the cytotoxicity and genetic DNA damage in the human body. Cytotoxicity meaning the damage of the cell, and of course the gene DNA damage system that's being increased on a daily basis by the addition of the recycled water systems and the other formations of different chemistries that are inside our body that are toxic. And you can't remove these toxins with a complexity of various forms of drugs. You have to deal with the whole picture. And the whole picture starts at the lower end of on the ground. Everyone's excited about the fact of these deaths from animal foods and the rest of it. I can remember a transaction here where the chemical company ChemNutra Incorporated said that there were no wheat glutens in human food. I found this strange since the report of 2004 from the contaminations of various forms of food in the human chain, which are based on the ecology of animals and the concept of the treatment for them in terms of toxicity that was long ago discovered. I can remember quoting from the Environmental Protection Agency's own work of a study that was done in 1955, which caused in animals, particularly in dogs, which they determined their best way, calling it canine hysteria. And I can remember reporting that in year 2003, and I had every, as they say in the movie Scarface, with Al Pacino, a bunch of cockroaches coming out from under the rocks. Every cockroach came after me in terms of defending the concept of the multi-billion-dollar industry of the animal food situation. And of course, I combine that with the studies that have been done on sperm breakage in males. And it was in a real study in greed, corruption, and the treaty signings that were beginning with China for the foods that will be coming in through the Panama Canal or Long Beach, where China had long ago developed their agreement with Long Beach to have that as their port from this other end. Pack it on trucks and move it through into the processing area. And this is why I'm for and have written and want the national initiative, which I call the Toilet to Tap to Table Initiative. Make no mistake, the engineers that are in the universities and corporations are saying we're determining water quality because we improved our sensors to be able to determine these contaminants. So we're doing our job. No, they're not doing their job, and they haven't since 1941, I've discovered. Our food chain has been poisoned in so many ways that it's shameful. And the FDA does a good job in determining what I call the above-tier pyramid foods and drugs, that part. But no one's taking, until we came out with this, that the genetic changes that occur in our bodies from the recycled water and the concept, where do you think that water goes when you go to the bathroom, you go to the toilet? Where do you think that goes? Do you think that evaporates into the air? And we call it global warming? No. We're going to come back on the end of the break and get warmed up from what I presented in this intro. And if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. See you at the end of the break.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. We're live Easter Day, and I'm just going to mention a couple quick observations that in the Iraqi war, a lot of the insurgents there are using chlorine as a bomb system, and chlorine gas was used in the First World War and the Second World War. The generals are all poo-pooing and say, well, it's airborne. But that's what we drink in our water. And the whole process, when you add the chlorine, you have to wear your mask and you place it in and the whole thing because it forms the aftergas. And it can be lethal. In fact, it's skull and crossbones on it. Then you add the ammonia, which is the chloramine that I've been talking about, which is in my write-up. Chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. And you can click that on, and you can network that for the going to the city councils and board of supervisors to force them on the liability issues that are the result of placing this disinfectant, which is not doing its job. The products for chlorine, ammonia, and the processing of all of this cross our borders. And the second point is the resistant strain of tuberculosis. This resistant antibiotic strain is so lethal in TB that the Public Health Service has placed the one patient they found and they placed him for the rest of his life in jail in a sequestered area, because if he comes out into the public domain, he could pass this lethal TB. It's the XDR strain, and it is so lethal that death ensues very quickly. His version of the world is he doesn't have to wear a mask, and he refused to do it, and he still wanted to mix with the world population. Another migrant, another way, and another realization of how tough all this is, and it relates to what crosses and what doesn't cross into our borders. You're probably aware of the trucker truckout that is to happen on April 23, 24, and 25 for the truckers to go to Washington, D.C., and they have a whole list of very legitimate ways of looking at their world, and I'm going to intercede with various ways of explaining what are called interrelated medical and legal issues and treaty and agreement issues with this situation. But I could never equal what we're going to have as our guest, Wanda Piatti. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right.
My last name is Piatti.
Piatti. Thank you. Amazing. And we have her on as a guest. She's one of the people that whose brainchild emerged to organize this trucker truckout. And also she has a compatriot, Frosty Woolridge. We're going to send Wanda into the Parker Pathway arena, and gladly so. I am honored, Wanda, that you're on our show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wynn. It's great to be here today.
Yes, and I'd like to have you open up your thoughts and tell our Parker Pathway listeners the origin of this trucker truckout and what it means and what all the process is and how you see it.
Okay. It all kind of started because of an accident that happened with me about a year ago. I was working very late one night, and I happened to accidentally break my wrist. And, you know, because my husband and I have our own business, and, you know, we're a new business in Los Angeles, we are not at a stage yet where we can afford medical insurance for ourselves and our employees. So I was forced to go to an emergency room very, very late one night. It was after midnight, and I wound up having to go to County USC Hospital in Los Angeles. And what happened over the course of the next 6 days was an absolute third-world nightmare. I just never, ever in my wildest imagination would have dreamt that I would have experienced something like that here in America. But what proceeded to happen was I wound up spending about 12 hours in the emergency room, you know, sitting in front of the intake, waiting to be seen by an emergency room doctor. And I watched over 400 illegal immigrants go through that emergency room. Out of those about 400, there were only four of us that I counted that spoke English, and I was one of them. And every single one of those people was given Medi-Cal, Medicaid, Medicare, some form of insurance to cover them for, you know, whatever it was that they were in. And the one thing that I noticed when I first walked into that hospital, I mean, are we going to go to break?
We're going to go to break in a moment, and we'll cover this at the other end of the break. This is a very important point about the immigration laws and how they're affecting our healthcare system. The call-in number, if the listeners wish to call in, is 800-313-9443. Wanda is our guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker here, and we're with Wanda. And I'm going to have Wanda continue in just a minute. There's one point that's being promoted as of yesterday and is now going to be promoted after the Sunday here of Easter, while everybody's in church praying for things and trying to do their good deed, you know. But the President of the United States wants immigrants to really be citizens. And so the story that's being floated is that, well, some can go back to Mexico and then they can come back into the country and then become citizens. This is the key phrase is called enforce but don't discriminate. So we'll add that to Wanda's story. She's in the hospital. She's injured. She had her injured wrist, and she's been in the hospital, and she's watching all of these people getting health care under these other systems. Okay, Wanda.
Hi. All right, so basically the first thing when you walk into County USC Hospital, now this is a massive hospital that's paid for by our taxpayer dollars, and the first thing that you notice when you walk in is the permeating smell of urine and feces. It doesn't smell clean like a hospital should. it smells like a dog kennel.
Mm-hmm.
And so you walk in and, you know, anyway, I go into the emergency room and I'm sitting there. And, you know, 12 hours later, I'm taken into one of the interns that's in the emergency room. There are no doctors in the emergency room, just young interns from UCLA and other schools around the nation that come to do their internships in a, you know, big emergency
mm-hmm.
room hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm placed on a gurney along with 30 other people in a very busy hallway, and there are no dividers between us. There are no sheets on top of us. Our gurneys are just bumper, you know, side by side, you know, together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only person that speaks any English in this train of people waiting to get seen, and I've been told it's going to be 3 to 14 days before I'm going to get surgery on my wrist, and that if I leave the hospital, it will take it'll take longer than that, possibly up to 22 days. And I was told that if I left the hospital, I may never get surgery on my wrist,
mm-hmm.
because I would be bumped to the bottom of the list, and anybody who came in before me and stayed would get served before me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was forced, basically, to stay in the hospital. Well, after 24 hours of laying, you know, being in the hospital already, they finally put me up into a room with six people. I was the only person that spoke English. All the others were illegals. And I stayed in that room for another 5 days, an additional 5 days, before I finally went to surgery. And what happened while I was in that room just absolutely changed my life, and it's what led me to decide that I had to do something about this illegal immigration situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what that was one night about 3 o'clock in the morning, I've got an IV in one hand and a temporary cast on the other hand, and I got up to go to the bathroom. And in the meantime, there was this, you know, illegal man, spoke no English, peeing in a urinal all night long. Well, he got up and dumped the urinal into the bathroom and dumped it all over the toilet, all over the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I called a nurse in and asked her if she could please call an orderly in to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
She whips two paper towels off of a rack, shoves it in my face, and says, "You do."
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her stunned, and I said,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
"I've got an open flesh wound in one hand and a cast on the other. How am I supposed to do that?"
Mm-hmm.
So she wets the paper towels, puts it back in my face, and says, "Now you do."
Mm.
I just went off on her, and I said, "You better get an orderly in here now. Get him to bring in some disinfectant and clean this bathroom properly, because staph infection has got to be rampant in this hospital." And, you know, I just went off. And so anyway, an orderly comes in about 10 minutes later. He picks up a dirty towel off of the floor. Now, there had been a pile of dirty towels on the floor for the entire time that I was there. And just to sort of go back a bit, over the course of the 6 days that I was there, not once did a cleaning staff come in and clean that room. I laid in that bed the entire time, and not once did a cleaning staff come in. I watched them take people out of beds, retuck the sheets back in, not change them, but retuck the sheets back in, fluff them up, and bring somebody and put them in the same bed. This orderly comes in. He picks up a dirty towel off the floor. He wipes off the toilet seat and dumps it on the floor. And he says, "Now you can use the bathroom." Well, I looked at him in just horror. I walked back to my bed. I climbed back in my bed, and I cried until dawn. And I was overwhelmed with emotion as to, how did we get here as a country? How come I'm a legal American citizen, and this is what I have to put up with in my own country that I've been helping to pay for the last 40 years of my life? I mean, why are we in this place? I mean, so I went on the internet and I started doing a lot of research on things that I had heard about, like the North American Union and, you know, the Security and Prosperity Plan and
mm-hmm.
all these other things that, you know, they sound like conspiracy theories, and you think, gosh, can our government be that corrupt, you know? But in my heart of hearts, I sort of believed, yeah, our government can be that corrupt. But after this, I knew that something was going on really, really serious. And so, I just started reading up about all these things, and one thing led to the next, and I decided that I've got to do something proactively to stop this, and thus the truckers' boycott.
The description that of your episodes in the hospital is not only accurate, but is also more than accurate, because I'm going to go into something that's very important in your story. First of all, the staph infection is quite real in hospitals, and you know that. You were astute enough to be able to know that. Your description of all the activities that you describe is exactly the state of the art of a lot of hospitals, based on, to answer one of the other questions coming in, this comes out as how court decisions are decided. In other words, the health law system has designed many court cases that relate to what is called legislating health law to support the immigration system. And so this also gets into the issue of judges becoming politicians. And this is a point where special interests pay the judges on their election. And a lot of special interests are lobbyists who support what are called hospital corporations. And the lobbyists that are in Washington every day on the rough, and I know I'm pretty accurate because I'm able to know this, is that I would say $10 million a day is spent by lobbyists on Congress to make sure that health laws are implemented toward the legislative end and also to support judges to become politicians, which is not correct. Judges should be determining the judicial side or the law side. So this healthcare system is first started, what I call it, the seed, which is really in the courts. So the average person doesn't have your awareness to try to put forth in terms of what I call post 9/11 government and see what has happened. And so you're totally correct. This is far bigger. Your incident is far bigger than meets the eye, for real. And I want to talk with you. I want to hear more from you as I move along, because there's some very give you an example of what Congress has done. For instance, like today, you know, tomorrow they're going to spring on the idea that President Bush's idea, of course, is he's a president, and now he could be President X, or as that's concerned, but the fact that the immigrants are going to be citizens if they work here a certain time. But there's House bills, which are called this H.R. 4437, the Border Protection Anti-Terrorism Illegal Immigration Act, and this forces all new employees must be verified within 2 years, but really not to enforce it. Employers are targeted for illegal hires through the system and face fines of $40,000 per immigrant. Nothing to enforce it. No guest worker program is included. So under the Senate bill, Senate 2611, the system would be phased in after 18 months, and in small print, $400 million being appropriated to implement it, but no one to implement it. And so what happens is that previous hires would not be verified. And under the health law system, the specialty of personalized medicine is legislated through the courts. And I talked about this on the last show, and I could, you know, we could go into this. All of this is supplemented in these agreements, which brings us up to what is affectionately called the Texas Highway. And we'll carry through with that. I have a couple of questions. Did you get your wrist operated on?
Yes, I did. After 6 days, they finally took me in and operated on my wrist. They put a plate and six pins in my wrist. And
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And, you know, I had signed an agreement that they were not going to put me under anesthesia.
Okay.
Because, you know, my family just doesn't do well under anesthesia. I wanted a block. And lo and behold, before I knew it, I was waking up, you know, In a recovery room, having been put under full anesthesia, they completely ignored
your indication, which would have been very harmful for you. You're lucky to come out the other way. Yeah,
exactly. And I signed an order, a release form, telling them that I refused to have to be put under full anesthesia. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't care. They do whatever they want to do. The incidence of staff flesh-eating infections on people that actually lose limbs and die in that hospital are unbelievable. And the same in UCLA, which is the big learning hospital. None of this stuff is ever reported. You never hear about it. There might be one little leak of, one news station that might put it out there, and they might talk about it for a half a day, and then the story just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you think to yourself, did I even hear that story? I mean, mm-hmm.
Well, on Parker Pathways, the listeners can verify this. Every show, I discuss these issues exactly this way. I bring up the court cases, the corruption, the greed. I call names. I give numbers of the treaties that are signed. And also, it's all related to the integration of real-world contamination of what we eat and drink, and plus the immune system is compromised. I've done 5 shows on immunology alone. Guess who calls to try to suppress me? Foreign governments.
You're kidding.
No, I don't know.
Oh,
because the governments give the grants. And the physicians are dependent on that. That's why, and also the pharmaceutical companies are dependent on that, Wanda. See?
And foreign governments are calling you up to tell you to stop what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yes, this is what Parker Pathway is all about. This is what makes, the rest of the world out there talks in generalities. If you listen to talk shows, you'll see that they smooth over what are called the Kansas City transactions for embassies in the middle of the country.
Right.
They smooth over the idea of the physicians being on retainer contracts, where the hospitals develop under the court cases the idea that they can afford to pay cheaper labor to be able to do what should be done and not supervised by a supervising nurse.
Right.
See, and so this is where it's a miracle you came out the way you did. It really is, because there are thousands of things that could have happened to you being alone in the room. I don't know how many times I've seen that, where patients like yourself are being alone in the room, no one asking them, do they need water? Do they need help? Do you need a phone? Do you need your family?
In 6 days that I was in that hospital, not once did I bathe, because no one ever came and asked me. No one ever came and said, can I get you a new gown? Can I, in
right.
6 days I laid there in that bed like that. Finally, this one English-speaking nurse came in, and I asked her, I said, why are there so many non-English-speaking people in here? She whispered to me, and she said, I don't talk about that, because if I do, she goes, I could get fired. And then I asked her, I said, is there any place that you can take me in this hospital where I can take a shower? And she said, well, I can take you in the bathroom, but she said, you probably aren't going to want to use it. So she did. She took me into the bathroom, the major bathroom that they have, where there is a shower and a sink. There's these black mats on the floor that have cutouts in them, that you walk on. And in between the cutouts, you can see this white tile that is no longer white. It's completely black with mold. And inside the shower, which is all white tile, it's completely covered with black mold. And, so then you look into the sink, which is this big sort of cast iron thing, and on the bottom of the sink, it looks like there's about a quarter inch thick layer of scum and snot and hair and things like that. The sink doesn't look like it's been cleaned in over a year. And, I just stood there spinning around just... And I finally just said, take me out of here and please get me a clean pair of socks. I need to take
the very the very law case that refers to your incident, the type similar one, is a case called Gordon versus Lewiston Hospital. And this was decided at the end of the year 2005. This is the Third Circuit Federal Court. They affirmed the grant of immunity to the defendant Lewiston Hospital from antitrust damages claimed in the plaintiff Gordon's lawsuit on the basis of the enacted laws of 1986 concerning immunity for nurses and physicians who were aggrieved by adverse peer review decisions. And that is the case that affects this behavior that you've discussed.
Yeah, well, exactly, because I tried calling the hospital after I got out to report something else that happened to me by one of the nurses. And I got a nurse, and what I asked for was the county administrator, or the hospital administrator, and she wouldn't put me through, and she said, you have to go through me first. She goes, send me your complaint, and then we will put it up.
She's being a gatekeeper, yeah.
Yeah, she said, we'll put it up for review, and if mm-hmm. we decide that it's worthy to go to yeah. them,
see, this is a national issue, Wanda. This is a national issue. This is serious business. It's a national issue.
Everybody, this is a national tragedy.
It's a tragedy as well. And it's more than that. There's another side of this one, too. We're going to go to the break, and then we have about 8 to 10 minutes, and then we go into the second hour of Parker Pathways, and then we'll get into the Texas Highway.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. And we have a guest. I'm going to affectionately call her Wanda, who's been organizing the truck out that's going to be on April 23, 24, and 25 in Washington, D.C. We have a caller. I hope Rita has been able to endure Colorado snow and be here with us. Are you there, Rita?
Yeah.
Hello, Rita. Hello, Rita.
It was just a little bit. It seems to have resided for me. Just I'm by the New Mexico border here, down here. But I had some insight, I think, for Wanda about why America isn't for Americans now. And if you go to,
we have a couple minutes, Rita, and I wanted to make sure I got you in.
Okay. Yeah. If you get into Republic. Broadcasting.org on where it says News Uncovered, and scroll down, there's an article about how Bush has been banned from the birthplace of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And also Prime Minister Tony Blair and Rumsfeld and Jack Straw have all been banned. And what's going on really is these people are, they have this warped sense of Christianity, and they want to keep that, and they're actually sellouts for foreign governments like Saudi Arabia that buys white slaves from America.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're actually chattel slaves, and they're giving us chattel slave culture. And so, you know, our churches and our culture isn't for Americans anymore. You know, we'd be a lot better off if we went back to having Christian hospitals and Jewish hospitals, so that, you know, a doctor could have, you know, and a set of ethics.
Uh-huh.
You know,
they used to have hospitals that that were like that, and they were called that, in fact. And well, listen. We're paying attention to your opinion, and we have a big show here and the things, and I'm glad to hear from you, and I think that you have some good points. I really do. You always have good points, and I'm glad to see that you're still on and listening. I'm going to get back to Wanda before we get to the break. You call in again, Rita.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Wynn.
Sure thing, Rita.
Right. It's not happy Easter, though. It's more like a curse upon their houses.
Oh, I know.
All right.
I know. They used to paint the red blood over people's doors.
That's what time it is. Dr.
Yeah, that's what time it is. I know.
All right.
Listen, Wanda, are you on there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. The one thing I wanted to mention that relates to you in terms of the thing is that the Senate, when they get back on the 16th, they want to have the H-2C visas of the immigrants would allow 200,000 illegal immigrants that have been in the United States from 2 to 5 years to stay for 3 years, and with the possibility of a three-year extension. Hospital workers are exempt.
Wow.
Think about that. The Senate's doing that to us, Wanda.
Yeah.
The Senate's doing that to us. That's real. That is absolute what I call the version of what I was talking about the judges turning into politicians and taking money from special interests.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bring that up real fast on the other end of the hour. And then I'd like to hear your views on the affectionately called the Texas Highway.
Okay.
Okay, listeners. We have the next hour coming up. Got 7 major subjects to cover in 1 hour, all related to Wanda. 800-313-9443 on the next hour.